Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you that your word, your Bible, the stories in it are alive and well, and they teach us about who you are and what kind of people to be like. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. This is week three of our Through the Bible series. If you'll see, I've got five on the wall right now, but we're on the yellow one. And the yellow one is Adam and Eve disobey God. The first week, God created the world. The second week, God created man, Adam and Sneeve, Eve, right? Sneeze. All right. Today, it all falls apart. It was all very good for a long time. It was great. The world was wonderful. God created everything to be fantastically good. Everybody say good? Good. But Adam and Eve mess it up. So let's watch. Here we go.
When God gave Adam the garden to live in, he gave him one command. He told Adam that he could eat from any tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If Adam did eat from it, he would die. God gave Adam and Eve a garden full of food that they could eat, and only one rule to follow. Only one tree they could not eat from. The serpent was the most cunning of all the animals, and he approached Eve and asked if God had really said that they could not eat from any tree in the garden. Eve told him that they could eat from all the trees except the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden. That tree, they could not eat it or touch it, or they would die. Eve added to God's command by saying that they could not touch the fruit. The serpent told Eve that they would not die, and God knew when they ate the fruit, they would be like God and know good and evil. Eve looked at the fruit and decided that it was good to look at and to gain wisdom like God. She ate the fruit and gave some to Adam, who also ate. When they ate the fruit, their eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked. So they made clothes by sewing fig leaves together. At evening, Adam and Eve heard God walking in the garden, so they hid. God called out, asking where they were. Adam replied,
"I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid."
God asked Adam, who had told him he was naked, "Did he eat from the tree that God had commanded them not to eat from?" Adam immediately blamed Eve and said,
"She gave me the fruit, so I ate it."
Eve blamed the serpent and said, "He deceived me, so I ate the fruit." God punished the serpent by making him crawl on his belly. Adam and Eve also had consequences for their disobedience. Eve would have more pain when she had children. Adam would have to work the ground for food, and it would be hard work. Both Adam and Eve would die one day. But God was merciful and made clothes for Adam and Eve from skins. He also sent them out of the garden so they would not eat from the tree of life and live forever as sinners. But the saddest consequence for Adam and Eve was that their sin changed their relationship with God forever. It also changed our relationship with God because sin now blocks our relationship with God. After Adam
obeyed God and lived happily ever after? No, what happened? Adam and Eve disobeyed God and did not live happily ever after. So the stories of princesses are wrong. People don't live happily ever. They die. Do they die? Do they die? Do we all die? This morning is depressing. Are you ready? We all, everybody? Oh, come on. Say it like you mean it. We all? Oh, man. Mom and Dad, Mom and Dad ask you, what did you guys learn in Main Street today? You're like, we die. Horrible. Horrible. I never want to go back to that church again. They're so depressing. I hate it. I hate it. We don't live happily after ever. Happily ever after. It's so sad. There's no hope at all. Is there hope? Oh, there is. All right. So, hidden in the promise, in the punishment, hidden in the punishment. So not like way out there. God said to the serpent, he says, I will put enmity, I'll tell you that in a second, between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. Girls, I need you to pay attention. Turn around, please. Thank you. Yeah. So this Genesis called Genesis 3:15 promise. And guess who it's talking about? Who's the offspring of the woman eventually? Isaiah? Who? Everybody? Who?
Jesus.
Jesus. And who's the offspring of the serpent? The devil, evil, wickedness. So evil and wickedness would eventually kill who? Jesus. Now, I did an experiment at my house yesterday, and I took a video of it because I have the capability of doing so. So here's a cup. This is a glass out of my cupboard, and it is just pure, clean Hayward Public City Water tap water. All right. Now, what I did, and I'm going to show you, Rocky's going to show you a video here. I dropped one drop of blue dye into there, and just watch how that one little drop of food coloring infects the whole cup. Slowly, deliberately, swirling, infected, disgusting sin. Are you feeling good right now? No, why? You're like, dude, it makes me feel all dirty inside. Well, see, the cup, the clear cup represents that God made everything good and pure and holy. And that one simple act, that one act of disobeying God infected the water. And not just did it infect, you know, just a little part. Get the next slide, Rocky. It infected everything. Now, here's the fun part. I took a little, spoon, and then I stirred it, and it looks like this. Whoa. Now, leave it on there for a bit, Rocky. Now that, no, I didn't drink it, because I don't really want to drink food coloring. I have no idea, but that's not the point. Now, Adam and Eve are blue now. Blue means sad, infected, gross, sinful. Now, when Adam and Eve have kids, and so let's say I poured a little bit of water into another cup, what would be in the other cup? Blue water. And then when they poured into they created another human being, what kind of color would that be? Blue. What would the next one be? Blue. And then thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times, what would your cup look like?
Blue.
Blue. So we are all blue. Man, you guys are really good this morning. Are you depressed yet? Mom and Dad, what did you learn at Main Street today? We're blue. We're Oompa Loompas. We're blue. Right? And your mom and dad are going, we're never, first of all, you're going to die. Second of all, you're blue. I don't know what that German guy is telling you about, but dude, you're way better. Do your parents ever tell you, you guys are special. You're one of a kind. You can do anything, right? You can, nothing should ever stop you. And you got to say, no, mom and dad, it can't. I'm going to die, and I'm blue. I mean, that should stop anybody. You never saw a president that was blue. You never saw... So there's no... Oh, but wait a second. The Genesis 3:15 promise that eventually the offspring would crush the evil. Now, how do you get unblue? I tried this. I thought, well, maybe I could put bleach in the blue water, because, you know, bleach is supposed to take out, you know, you put your tidy whities and you put your, you know, t-shirts and anything you have white, and you put it into the washing machine and you put a little bit of bleach, it makes them what? Whiter, like really white. Or if you've got bad stuff on your countertops or whatever, you use what? Bleach sometimes. So I put bleach in it, and guess what happened? It turned it brown. It's like the blue and the bleach turned like wickedly brown, and it looked even worse. So I thought, well, that doesn't work. I tried vinegar. Nothing worked. I tried to put more food coloring in, but just made it even more brown. And actually, it eventually turned black. So you can't fix the fact that you are Blue or brown or black or whatever color it is. The only way, listen, now this is important. There is only one way to fix being blue. Are you ready? This is depressing again. This is depressing thought number three. Are you ready? You have to die. How'd you know? So not only are you going to die and you're blue, but to get rid of the blue, you have to
die.
Jeremy, this is not hope. This is not getting any better. Right? Emma, how are you feeling today? You're going to have a fun conversation with your mom and dad. You're going to look for a new church, all kinds of stuff, right? Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but on Easter time, we celebrate this guy named Jesus who died, right? Who died? Now we all think, that's weird. Why do we celebrate a guy who died? That's very strange. I mean, everybody dies. Okay, cool. He was an awesome guy that died. Jesus, Jesus stomped and crushed evil by dying, but he didn't stay dead. He killed the blue water, and then what happened 3 days later? He came back to life, and the rocky, he is now clear. So the only way for you and for me to get rid of our blueness is to die like Jesus died and come back to life just like Jesus did. Colton, can I borrow you for a second too? If you sit in the front row, you have to get used here. Come here, man. It's okay. Don't worry. I won't hurt you on purpose. All right. All right. Now, we have this ritual in church. Stand right here, like sideways. There you go. We have this ritual in church. It's called being baptized. If you've ever seen anybody get baptized, imagine that right at Colton's waist. Hold on. Don't feel like leaning against me. Imagine right at Colton's waist, there's water. And what the pastor does is say, in the name of Jesus, or in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I baptize you. And he's under the water. And we bring him back up. Okay? Now, what that... Here, Colton, stand right here. There you go. You're like a fish, man. All right. All right, so turn your feet. There you go. That makes it much easier, doesn't it? All right. Nope, this way. Yeah, there you go. Okay. What that symbolizes is Colton is the old blue person. Blue. Wish I had a marker. We could paint you blue. And then you die. Ready? Okay, so hold on. Just stay just like this. All right. So he's under the water. That symbolizes death. Like who? Like Jesus. And then when you come back out of the water, oh, this is old Colton. All right, so, you know, this is going to be new cult in a second, but right now, the blue is being washed under the water. We usually leave people under there for about 5 minutes because it, okay. All right, and then we pull him back up, and then now he's the new Colton, the non-blue kind of Colton. Now, here's the trippy part. Here's the really trippy part. Imagine that clear glass right there, and more blue stuff comes in, blue, but as soon as it hits the water, it doesn't do anything. So no matter how many blue drops you put in there, it stays clear. That's what the grace of God is. So when you believe, listen, when you believe in Jesus and the old self, Colton's like backing up, the old self is dead, the blue's gone, now you're clear, no matter how many times you sin, you are clear. That doesn't mean you can sin all the time and be like, yeah, it doesn't matter, I can do whatever I want because I'm clean. This is awesome. If you're doing that, you don't really believe and you're still blue. Right?
Yeah, right.
You're turning blue? Don't hold your breath. That means you're blue. All right, give Colton a big hand, everybody. Thank you, Colton. So today, what I want you to remember is that you are going to die. You are blue. Listen. To get unblue, you have to die to be clean again. Die, blue, die, clean. Right? And the only way to be clean is to believe in the gospel, which is Jesus came, died on the cross for all of our sins. We can't undo our blueness. Only who can undo our blueness? Only Jesus Christ can. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Shh, 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 shh. God, I'm really thankful that even though we messed up, you didn't just toss us out and start over from scratch, but you decided to work and redeem
and fix our blueness. You could have just threw us out like a bad batch of cookies, but you didn't. You decided to fix our bad batch of cookies that we are. So God, thank you that no matter how blue we are, that if we believe in you and we die like you died, that we can live in newness of life and to be clean and pure and holy in you. That is the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My prayer and your leader's prayer, guys, is that you would believe that you cannot be blue. That you are blue and you need to be clean. All right? But that's a decision only you can make for yourself. Your mom and dad can't help you be unblue. Your teachers can't help you be unblue. Jeremy can't help you be unblue. The church building doesn't make you unblue. Right? Sitting in this room doesn't make you unblue. Only you believing that Jesus can make you unblue will make you unblue. All right?